This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
The machine's working against Sean Myers today. To the dozens of you who texted in that we had the Are You Smarter Than a Plumber music rolling the entire last break, we know there's nothing we could do. Couldn't get the darn thing to end.
Nope.
And now the 540 music has inserted itself at 8. The computers, they're rising up against all of us.
Yes. It's only a matter of time for this to happen.
That's right.
And now, look at it.
And what a way for it to go. Yeah. I mean, trying to sabotage the best morning show in the damn market here. Trying to take us out.
Mm-hmm. It, very, very peculiar. This is the day that the machines want to backfire.
I would rather them come after us than the voting booths.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps we're the test guinea pig here. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we are joined now by 93.7 The Fan's Own and Post-Gazette columnist Jason Mackey. Good morning to you, Jason. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thought there would be no politics, though. Don't be dragging politics into this.
Oh, there's no politics. It's just the machines are rising up and sabotaging our radio program this morning. All right, the NFL trade deadline today at 4 p.m. Jason, if the Steelers come up empty, if they don't get a wide receiver, if they don't get help anyplace, should Omar Khan come under fire here?
Criticized, yes. Under fire, no. I mean, they're still 6-2. I think people will be upset if he doesn't do anything, but I think it would probably be a little undeserved. It would be a little bit harsh. I want him to do something. I mean, I think they have areas of need. You guys are probably talking about them. I don't know how you can't get a wide receiver, whether that's Darius Slayton or somebody else. And the number of guys that they've checked on without getting one to land, it's unbelievable. It's almost Pirates-like in terms of finishing as the runner-up.
That's what I just said the last segment, Jason. Really? Like, I'm starting to think, okay, do they really want a guy or do they just want us to think that they're close to getting a guy?
Yeah, it's like always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Like sooner or later, one of these things has to pop, man. And I mean, I know Jerry had a piece yesterday about they're not just looking at wide receivers, which is good and fair, and I hope that's true. Defensive line is another place that I think is probably not being talked about as much as it should in terms of adding depth and this being an opportunity to do it. But I know wide receivers the headline. I can't guarantee they're going to get anybody, but man, they've checked on a lot of guys. I'm surprised they didn't get one.
Who's the best fit? I asked Jeff Hawthorne this in the last hour. Who's the best fit if they were to get a guy at the wide receiver spot? Who would you be like, okay, like that guy is going to make a huge impact?
DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, wait, he's gone. Crap. Darius Slayton, I think, would probably be my pick at this point. We talked about this before. Adam, you and I were texting about this. I don't understand why there's not more smoke around Tyler Boyd. To me, he fits the skill set, the acquisition price. I can't speak enough for what Tennessee is willing to do, whatever. But in terms of the guys who are out there on teams going nowhere, who I think would fit the offense, Slayton would be my guy.
If the Steelers don't get a guy, can they win the division? can they win a playoff game? I mean, I think those are the questions Omar Khan has to be asking himself. And so, in turn, Jason, I ask you those questions.
Yeah, I mean, I have my doubts. I do. Maybe they can win a division. I don't think it's deep enough. I really don't. And I feel bad being negative saying that. But I worry about the depth. If there's an injury to George Pickens, my goodness. I mean, neither of those guys are number ones. I'm not sure they're number twos. You know, if there's an injury to one of those guys, like, where did they turn? And then I watched Baltimore's offense on Sunday doing what they did, and they went out and got better and added Deontay Johnson. Like, my answer is probably no. I don't think they have enough to win the division. I think the second half of the schedule is going to be awfully difficult for them. And, you know, I worry about the ability to win a playoff game if they have an injury to a wide receiver.
Who's going
to
make the biggest impact on defense this second half of the season?
You can't say what.
I know. I feel like that's Alex Highsmith, I guess. Is that too cliche, too? I feel like we haven't seen nearly his best ball. I think he's finally getting back healthy and into form. I'm trying to think. You know, Cam's been pretty good, so I feel like that's a cop-out. I'm mystified by why Micah Fitzpatrick is not creating more turnovers and splash and all that stuff. That's surprising to me.
What about Cam Sutton?
I don't know if I want to go on. I don't think so, Doran. I don't see it, man. I think he's going to play, but I don't know if he's going to make more of an impact than Alex Highsmith. Like, are they suddenly just going to, like, screw Beanie Bishop to the bench? I don't see that happening. I think you probably integrate Sutton in there some way. I think he helps them, but I just don't see a path to, like, regular playing time and a bunch of production. What about you guys?
Well, I want to get into this in long form coming up at 9 o'clock because we've talked about wide receiver. I think the second half of the season lies on the defense. And you got a bunch of guys making a lot of money, and so far, so good statistically, but we're all seeing cracks. Like, Jason, let me turn this around here. Like, I think it might need to be Minka Fitzpatrick, but we haven't seen Minka take the football away since the penultimate week of the season 2 years ago. Are they getting enough from that guy? Are they getting enough out of the highest-paid defense in the NFL?
They probably aren't, Adam. And through eight games, like, the defense has been good. You can look at numbers and they've done, you know, largely what's expected. I look at their second half schedule, man, and some of the quarterbacks they're playing, and you're right. They are going to need to turn these guys over. Like, Jaden Daniels, okay, he's first out of the chute, but we're looking at two games against Lamar Jackson, two games against Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts on the docket, Patrick Mahomes. Like, this is something I'm going to get into a little bit later today on my own forum and a column form, but the defense needs to be able to turn these guys over, make them uncomfortable, not just pressure them into things, but, you know, get the ball back, be dominant. I think they can, but yeah, you're right. A lot of that centers around Minka Fitzpatrick and doing what he, you know, has kind of been unable to do in the past 18 games or whatever for the Steelers.
Zach Frazier, he'll be back, right? Cordarrelle Patterson probably will be backed. Out of the players being back and healthy coming out of the bye week, who makes the biggest impact there?
I think the train might have left the station a little bit with Cordarrelle Patterson. So I'd probably go Zach Frazier, Doran. And that's not to say Ryan McCollum hasn't been serviceable at center. I think he has. It's actually surprisingly so. But the way Najee has been running, the way Jalen Warren has been running, the groove that running game has found without Patterson, I mean, I could see them, you know, getting him involved for 3-4 carries. And maybe he's a kickoff guy. It's nothing to, you know, against Cordarrelle Patterson, but, you know, as far as the impact, I don't know if we've appreciated enough what Zach Frazier was in the first half, man. I was looking at Pro Football Focus over the bye week, and I couldn't believe Creed Humphrey was the only one better. Mm. And I'm not talking, you know, just centers. Just absolutely dominant first eight games. Really surprising to see out of a West Virginia product, frankly.
I agree. I agree.
Go to hell. All right, Jason. Are you going to the Tomlin press conference today?
I am not. No. I got to write something else.
If you were,
because
I'm not moving off my spot because you said the West Virginia thing. If you were, what's the most burning question that he should be asked today in his press conference?
Most burning question he should be asked today.
Burning.
What is your assessment of Minka Fitzpatrick, Ben, over the first eight games, and how do you get him involved to do more? What Cam Sutton's role is going to be, although I believe he's been asked that, if not the coordinators have at least been asked that. And I'm not saying wide receiver because it's going to be before the deadline falls. And, you know, somebody should be asked about that. Omar will be asked about that. And that's the most burning topic with the Steelers, right? Like whether they do something or whether they don't. But I've covered a few of these things in hockey and Major League Baseball, and I do try to caution people against reacting to something that hasn't happened. So I don't know if I would list that as the most burning thing. But yeah, the defense second half, Splash, Minka, that whole amalgamation of things is probably where I'd go.
I like it. Mackie, you're working on a lot. We can't wait to read it in the Post-Gazette. Appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You guys are the best. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
We are the best. Jason Mackie,
we are
of the Post-Gazette. I am having a rip-roaring text debate with Joe Starkey right now.
About what? Who knows? Oh, my God. What are you two talking about?
Well, this isn't personal. It's just a sports debate. I mean, he seems to think that Penn State and Pitt should have the same expectations every year in college football, and I just vehemently disagree with that.
Well, they should. Everybody should have the same expectation. That's to win the national championship, but to be realistic, that's where it's actually at.
Yeah.
And you have to be realistic about where you're at as a program, and you have to have goals of where you want to get to. Okay, fine, but being realistic and, you know, having goals and having fantasies are two different things. Everybody should – I mean, Akron should want to – Their goal should be to win a national championship.
Yeah, of course. But so Pitt wins the ACC, and then they win 9 games, and then they have a really bad year last year. And then they're undefeated through 7 weeks, and they're sitting here at 7-1. That's one elite season, one really good season, a horrific year, and then what is tracking to be another very good year. I don't think Pitt's going to win the ACC every year. Like, they're just not. Does Clemson? No.
No.
Does Florida State? Look what's happening to them this year. I'm just wondering what the expectation should be for Pitt. Like, the way I view it, you win an ACC once every 4 years. You're in the college football playoff then, ipso facto, once every 4 years.
Right.
I think Pitt fans should be okay with that. You don't want to bottom out at 3-9 ever. I get that. Totally understand. That's unacceptable. I think that clearly, though, looks like the outlier for Pat Narduzzi. So what I'm saying is 7-8 wins. You know, 3 out of 4 years.
You should be in the top 20 every year.
Okay, that's fair too. I'm fine with that.
That's the expectation.
That.
And then whatever happens from there, if it's good, all right, then you take it. But you should the line should be top 20.
Well, he says, you know, it's professional sports, and I agree. But it's not the NFL. The NFL's got an even playing field. The NFL's got a salary cap.
Right.
College football doesn't.
Right.
College football is much more like Major League Baseball. So the Pirates, every year, their expectations, okay, internally, hey, you want to win a World Series, fine, whatever. They can't do what the Yankees do. They can't do what the Dodgers do. You know, Pitt can't spend the money the way that Georgia can. That's just a fact of life, the way Ohio State can. Ohio State gets better talent than Penn State. It's just the way that it is. And I think it's much more analogous to Major League Baseball than it is the National Football League.
I think that was very evident in ways on Saturday. You know, SMU has deep, deep pockets, and they spent over $10 million in right. getting guys this year, and it was very evident. And that's nothing against the Pitt players, but they got guys from Alabama, they got guys from Georgia, they got guys from Oklahoma, they had 33 transfers, they had like 18 on offense, or maybe 18 on defense, and it was somewhat evident whenever you watched that game Saturday.
SMU has a massive donor base. Oil money and then stock traders, so much so that they joined the ACC without taking a dollar of TV money.
They paid into it.
Right. They paid into it, and then on the football field, they understood the assignment. Hey, if we're going to get in there, we got to spend the money to be good. And I don't, $10 million NIL, like, how many schools are really doing that? I mean, Ohio State reportedly upwards of $20 million. Now, every school is going to have to do it with 20. Ish, because you're going to have to do 20% of your athletic revenue, right? But that's not going to preclude the NIL folks from still getting involved. So everyone's going to be getting paid their $20 million bucks or whatever, and that's going to be dispersed. But the NIL game is still going to exist.
Absolutely.
We have a breaking trade in the NFL. We'll get to that coming up next. And I'm reading very, very long text from Joe Starkey all break long. We'll tell you what that deal is when we come back. Fan text line brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been going back and forth with Starkey. Hold break. Hold break.
What is he saying now?
It's a good debate. Wish we'd do it on the air. Can't, though. Got to go vote today.
Right.
Yeah. What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
I'm leaving here. I'm going to my polling place. I got a haircut. Daughter's got swim.
Got a busy day.
Busy day.
Get no a drink time some... to debate.
That's right. You ever had that?
Some what?
Yam Jam Dancing Gnome. You ever had that?
No.
It's real good. It's an IPA, and they condition it on yams.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Brewski.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had some mashed potatoes last night, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And a steak.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Some Brussels sprouts.
Oh, some sprouts, too?
Yeah, with a little bit of that... Balsamic glaze, yeah.
See?
You knew exactly. Yeah. I like when the little bits fall off, the crusty little flaky bits.
Yes, mm-hmm. The Brussels.
The Brussels, yeah.
Or is it the sprouts?
It's hard to say. Yeah, I think Narduzzi's done a great job on the whole, by the way, and continues to do one this year. I mean, they got their doors blown off by SMU. It's not good. You don't want that. But in 7 out of Narduzzi's 10 seasons at Pitt, he's had the team in the top 25.
Yep.
At some point. Like, that's a good job.
Yes.
Last year can't happen. So you know what he did? Made sure it wouldn't happen. And you gain your footing, and maybe you make the college football playoff. Maybe you run the table. I don't know. If you do, great for Pitt. If not, though, and you finish 9-3, and you retain the potential star quarterback, I don't know how it's not a good year. I just don't. Not to get all hot and bothered. Breaking NFL news.
Mm-hmm.
Za'Darius Smith. Now formerly of the Cleveland Browns, as he has been traded to the Detroit Lions, who obviously were in need of a pass rusher after losing Aiden Hutchinson for the season. And here's what they're giving up to get Za'Darius Smith from Cleveland. 2026 seventh round pick going to Detroit for a 2025 fifth and 2026 sixth round pick. It's amazing, man. What little return there winds up being on these NFL trades during the year.
Really?
I mean, a fifth and a sixth round pick for a guy that's on pace to have double-digit sacks this year. He's got 5. Like, that's nothing.
Right.
For a team that's trying to and looks like it's got a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And imagine what they'd be doing with Aiden Hutchinson, first of all. But you know what this makes me feel like? Just go beat the Browns twice.
Yes.
Let's go beat them twice.
Yes. I mean, they had their moment where it's like, all right, got a new quarterback in, little shot of life. They end up winning that game against the Ravens, and then they come back down to earth.
Yes.
You know, that was like that spark and that spark, but you knew the spark was only going to be just a little bit.
I was hoping it would just be a little bit, and I think we saw the same thing with the Dolphins this weekend. They gave Buffalo their best punch, and that's a team that has owned them in the Bills, and you get Tua back, you feel like you're healthy, let's win a game here, and let's see if we can put something together in the second half. And then, what, a 62-yard field goal goes through, and your hopes are dashed. And I think it was your last stand. Like, I would bet against Miami a lot the rest of the way. Cleveland, best punch to Baltimore. It works. You win. Hamilton drops an interception. Bates drops his number two wide receiver status by a football hitting him in the mask, and then they trade for Deontay Johnson. So Cleveland's thinking, okay, we got one more shot at this thing. Chargers just come in and push him around. And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
So no Amari Cooper, no Zadarius Smith for them. Jack Conklin could be available, their right tackle. I think he'll probably get traded before the day is over. And I think when the Steelers play the Browns in, what, 3 weeks, I think DTR is going to be the quarterback.
Probably.
Because at that point, what are you playing for? And it's tough to sell to your locker room, we're going with the young guy, when all those dudes seemingly believe in Jameis Winston. Well, what message are you sending them by trading a bunch of guys whenever you're sitting here at 2-7?
Exactly.
So if I'm them, I would strongly urge them to play DTR.
You're hoping them.
And if they do, I think the Steelers should beat them twice. With Jameis, I think it becomes a little bit more in doubt. I mean, Jameis is a professional quarterback. But I like the Browns getting dismantled, because this second half of the season schedule's tough. You play Baltimore, and then you turn right around and go to Cleveland on a Thursday.
On a Thursday, right, yeah.
I don't care who you're playing, save for maybe Carolina. You play Baltimore, and you turn around and play on a Thursday? Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play Baltimore than play anybody, the way that they run the football and how physical they are. But if it's DTR, you feel a little bit better about that. Sean, did you have something to add? You look like you were meandering around the microphone.
No, sir.
Okay, very good.
I agree with everything you said.
Every syllable and half syllable. Just to pull a Starkey. Texter, DTR already beat the Steelers. Yeah, who is the coordinator? Who is the quarterback? Things have changed since that point. Really an important day in Pittsburgh Steelers history. DTR beats the Steelers. Canada gets fired. They've moved off Kenny. Really changed things.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's different.
Including the way, really, that they operate. Like, it was that day where they kind of drew the line in the sand. Like, winning's good, but it's the way you win that matters more.
Yeah, it's how you win to actually win whenever it's for real.
6-4 wasn't good enough. You can't just keep rolling the ball out there and trying to win games 16-13. Did you have anything you wanted to add on the Pitt-Penn State debate with Joe Starkey?
No, I mean, the standards are different. And, you know, Penn State has a coach that has got them fairly close a lot of years. They have, you know, big-time quality players that they recruit and that transfer in every year. And, you know, Pitt is trying to find its way after having a losing season. And I think that you have to be realistic about the situation. And I think you nailed it. Like, you're not going to win the ACC every year, but can you come in third and then some years win it? For sure. And I think that that's the expectation, and then find your way into the playoffs now that the system has changed. And I think that that'll be the expectation. And I think you look at it like, if Pitt, so say Pitt does make it to the playoffs the year they win the ACC championship game, who knows what could happen? You know, they were a pretty good football team. Like, you, who knows? They could have, I'm not saying they could have won a national championship, but they could have beat somebody.
Cincinnati didn't score any points, but they were game for a little while in the playoff game. I think the Pitt team was every bit as good as that Cincinnati team.
Right.
I mean, Ritter, Kenny, I mean, they had, you know, Kobe and Sauce Gardner on the back end defensively. Why am I breaking down Cincinnati from 3 years ago?
The standards are different, though.
Like, they are different.
And it's okay.
I think it's akin to Moneyball. Like, if you are a quote-unquote have-not in college football, you have to develop well. You have to find diamonds in the rough in recruiting. You have to hit on guys in the transfer portal like Desmond Reed, who, you know, I don't recall many people talking about him.
No, they
found an absolute diamond in the rough in that guy.
Only reason why he came here is because of Cade Bell.
Right. And that's another kind of deal. Like, you go out and you hire somebody that probably should have been garnering a lot of attention, wasn't. And, okay, the offense hasn't been great the last 3 weeks. But you went out and hired a 31-year-old offensive coordinator because you knew 3-9 wasn't good enough. We're having a totally different discussion right now if Pitt is sitting here on track to win three games again.
Yes.
But they're not. They're 7-1. And they still have four games to go. And perhaps we can revisit the conversation at the end of the year because the season's still not over. 412-928-9370. You can text us as well. Same phone number. We'll let you know if there's any more breaking NFL trade news. But if you missed it, Zadarius Smith, edge rusher for the Browns, traded to the Detroit Lions. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL a little bit. Who needs what? Who's available? All that fun jazz. But first, it's a Sean Myers fan headline. A little black and yellow. Why don't we go around the NFL? Brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh trusted tire source since 2009. It is trade deadline days. Za'Darius Smith going from the Cleveland Brownies to the Detroit Lions. So the Browns waving that white flag, Doran.
They have been.
Things you like to see for 500, Alex. I'm paying close attention to the Baltimore Ravens and Cincinnati Bengals today, because I am worried about both of those teams to varying degrees. Baltimore's offense is absurdly good. The Steelers have historically done very well against Baltimore in the Lamar Jackson era. So I'm less afraid of them than I think other teams' fan bases should be around the NFL. But if they would go out and get an impact defender, now I'm big worried.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati, I don't think it's going to win the division. I think it's a two-horse race. But Cincinnati's defense, which isn't very good at all, if they went out and got an impact defender, now I would be concerned. Because you can make a reasonable argument, I think, Doran, that those are the two best quarterbacks going in the AFC right now, and maybe the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. I would keep have a close eye on, I mean, it's farther away and not directly affecting the Steelers, but the Chargers, I feel like the Chargers can do something. They can make some noise. Jim Harbaugh, fantastic coach, clearly. If they add a receiver or take somebody away off the board, away from the Steelers, that's just only going to enhance them. And, you know, the Steelers, like, here's the situation. Like, the Steelers may need help at defensive line. They may need help in the back end a little bit, I guess. Maybe need some help on the offensive line. They can do two things. Like, they can get two guys. They can get a receiver and somebody else to kind of take something away from, you know, what two of those teams, as you said, in the division that maybe need defensive help by getting somebody, implementing them in their roster, the Steelers, and then getting a wide receiver, too. They can do both.
It's why I brought up Marshawn Lattimore earlier, too. Cincinnati, T. Higgins has been hurt, but they're going to have T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Burrow just threw 5 touchdowns. I mean, he's playing some of, if not the best football in his life, and has been all year. I mean, that just underscores how bad the defense has been. Look, Dante Jackson's been pretty good. Joey Porter Jr.'s been pretty good. You add another corner to the mix. I would not hate that if they made that move. Baltimore, Zay Flowers has really come into it, man. He's a good player.
Yep.
Lamar from the pocket the other day. I mean, he had a passer rating 158.3. It doesn't get better than that. He's just carving them up.
Dyson.
From the pocket.
Yep.
And then they can still do their tricky, silly run stuff, and they hand it off to Derrick Henry. Another corner wouldn't hurt. Another defensive lineman wouldn't hurt. And I'm happy you bring up the Chargers, because I think they might be a sleeping giant.
Yep.
Because their defense is very good. Very good. And don't look now, Herbert against the Browns. 2 touchdowns, 282 passing yards. He's throwing to no one.
Mm-hmm.
Ladd McConkey, quarterback rating of 126. Against the Saints, 111. Cardinals, 97. Then 92, 91-4, 105-1, 100, 92-5. Justin Herbert's having a quiet, really good year with 10 touchdowns and 1 pick, and they're trying to run the ball with J.K. Dobbins. You get him a guy. You get him a Darius Slayton.
Uh-oh.
You get him a DK Metcalf. You get him a Cortland Sutton. Now you're thinking about them inserting themselves from a wild card team that you're thinking, okay, could be a first round of the playoff kind of deal too. All right, they might be a problem.
Yes.
I love what Pony threw out there. You saw this?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he's throwing something out there every single day.
Rumor. The Steelers will call the Seahawks one more time today about DK Metcalf, a possible package, a 2025 second-round pick and 2026 fourth-round pick. Deadline, 4 p.m. I would do that. There's also this girl, back when I was in middle school, Doran, that she was maybe the most popular girl in school. And when she dumped her boyfriend, I called her house like a dozen times because I couldn't find her phone number. Someone told me her phone number, but then I couldn't remember the digits. So I would continue to call her house, hoping that it would be the correct number. And on like the 12th call, I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her out. I'm me. I wore socks to my knees and tighty whities and didn't play a single sport and was a F student coming over from Catholic school. So point being, yeah, I gave her the call. They have to be
willing.
on the other end of the phone, yeah. And I'm not sure that the Seahawks are going to be trading DK Metcalf.
I don't think so.
If they, hey, if he's out there, yeah, I give up a second round pick next for sure. year. Absolutely.
For sure. But that would tell me if this were to happen, which would be insane, it'd be honestly like ridiculous for the Steelers. But if this were to happen, and I don't believe really anything that Pony says, but
whoa,
that means Russell Wilson's coming back next year. That would tell me that Russell Wilson would absolutely get a contract for next year. He'd be your starting quarterback of 2026.
I mean, I think that's more likely than not, no matter what. But yeah, you bring his guy in. Yeah.
2026, 2025, sorry.
Yeah. Calendar math. Yeah. I think as long as Russ stays healthy through this year, he's the Steelers' starting quarterback next year. It just depends on the price tag. And I hope he'd be willing to take the Baker Mayfield deal and not the Kirk Cousins $50 million a year deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more around the NFL coming up next. The NFL's trade deadline. Oh, I'm going to try to do math here. 7 hours and 15 minutes away. Nailed it. First, though, it's a Sean Myers headline. Continuing our trip around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh trusted tire source since 2009. But first, Starkey trying to get me. He trying to get me by saying that I'm giving Pat Narduzzi a pat on the back and Dairy Queen treats.
Why?
For me saying it'd be okay if they went 9-3 and lost to the best three teams on their schedule. That is basically participation trophy. Just give him a pat on the back and a Dairy Queen treat. By the by, Blizzard's very good.
Yes.
I like the ones with the Reese's in them.
They are good.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Think Rob Rossi's family used to own a local Dairy Queen and no longer own it.
Really?
Yeah. And Jim Rutherford once was going back and forth with him on the elevator and called him Ice Cream Boy.
No way.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Ice Cream Boy?
No, he didn't.
Swear to God. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think the Steelers will wind up with a wide receiver by 4 p.m.'s deadline? And did I already do the 50-minute mark? I did not. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We have another trade, Doran. The Chicago Bears shipping Khalil Herbert to the Cincinnati Bengals. So we said we'd be paying close attention to the division rivals. Khalil Herbert was pretty decent each of the last 2 years, 611 yards, 731 yards with 2 touchdowns and 4 touchdowns respectively. Cincinnati has a decent enough rushing attack this year with Chase Brown, but trying to fortify their depth there.
Mm-hmm. It's going to start flowing. It's going to start opening up. The Steelers need to do something soon, not wait till all the way up to the deadline. Well, let's get it done.
I feel like they're going to wait until like 3:59. Because we've been talking about it all damn offseason.
Right.
Cincinnati getting a running back. Okay. Here's a tweet from Diana Rossini here. Cincinnati Bengals trade with the Bears to get running back Khalil Herbert, and I was told they're not done. Cincinnati continues to look around the league for an addition on defense.
Yep.
Would you worry about the Bengals if they get some defensive help?
No, because I don't think that any of the help out there, I don't know. Depends on what they would get. I don't know. Where are they the weakest on defense?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really transform your defense.
With one guy.
Unless it's like what the Ravens did a couple of years ago with Roquan Smith.
Right.
Like the numbers pre-Roquan and post-Roquan, it was like, holy cow, this guy was the linchpin in the middle of their defense. They needed that guy and it worked. I haven't been, you know, looking around as much on the defensive side of things because of, you know, the Steelers' obvious needs. So I don't know if there's a giant fish out there defensively. We already brought up Chase Young earlier, and I don't know that he qualifies. From a talent standpoint, he does. From an age standpoint, he does. But his NFL career to this point has been really a disappointment. Texter. Marianne in Monroeville reporting the Steelers are going to call Seattle and offer a second-round pick for DK Metcalf.
Exactly.
Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I think if the Steelers are to win the division, You probably got to go 4-2 in division. And you're hoping you bank a couple of wins, clearly, against the Browns. So that has you 2-0 to start, right? So then you got to go, what, 2-2 against the other guys? I don't think Cincy's winning the division.
No.
At 4-5. And when your quarterback's already doing qualify for the playoff math as Joe Burrow, like you're not in a great spot standings-wise, and their conference record's not good, and they're 1-4 at home. Like, these things are all true. I think they're an incredibly flawed football team. So you don't worry so much about the division, but you do worry about their chances going up to beat you. And I think the Steelers' offense, based on Cincy's defense, can keep up with Cincy's offense if Cincy's offense is clicking on all cylinders against the Steelers' defense. They had an impact pass rusher. I think that changes. That's all. All right, coming up next, we spent a ton of time talking about the Steelers and how they can improve offensively. I don't think we spent enough time on the defense, which is about to be challenged big time this second half of the season schedule. Shall we spend some time on the D, Doran?
Need it.
Fan weather brought to you by Sunshine.
Wait. You just got me right there.
I didn't mean to.
Yep.
But let's just replay that real quick. Shall we spend some time on the D? And Doran's response is need it. Just throwing that out there.
God.
Fan weather brought to you by, we're mature. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Unseasonably warm with some sun today, a high of 82.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.